how to keep your teeth during a virus outbreak. In the not-so-distant future, the world as we know it has changed dramatically. A mysterious and deadly virus outbreak has turned cities into ghost towns and communities into isolated enclaves. Amidst the chaos, survival is the priority, and every aspect of daily life has been upended. Yet, in the struggle to endure, maintaining health and hygiene becomes a critical task, often overlooked but essential for survival. One of the most underestimated aspects of personal care during this crisis is dental hygiene. As the virus spreads, access to professional dental care diminishes, making it more important than ever to take matters into your own hands. This story follows the journey of a resilient young woman named Natalie, who navigates the challenges of maintaining her dental health in a world turned upside down. Natalie, a resourceful and determined 28-year-old nurse, finds herself on the front lines of the virus outbreak. Working at a small, makeshift clinic on the outskirts of her once bustling city, she has witnessed the devastation caused by the virus firsthand. With the healthcare system overwhelmed, she has taken on the role of not just a caregiver, but also an educator, teaching those around her how to manage their health in these unprecedented times. Despite the chaos, Natalie understands the importance of keeping her teeth healthy. Knowing that a dental emergency could be disastrous when professional help is scarce. The story begins with Natalie scavenging for supplies in the remnants of a deserted pharmacy. Her priority list includes not just medical supplies, but also dental care essentials. She understands that in a world where food is often rationed and nutrition can be compromised, dental health can quickly deteriorate. Natalie's determination to maintain her own dental hygiene and help others do the same becomes a central theme of her survival strategy. She gathers toothpaste, floss, mouthwash, and any other items she can find, knowing that these small tools can make a significant difference in preventing infections and pain. As Natalie navigates her new reality, she encounters others who have not been as diligent with their dental care. She meets Marcus, a former athlete who has been surviving on canned food and whatever he can forage. Marcus's teeth are in bad shape, and he is in constant pain. Natalie decides to help him, showing him how to use makeshift tools and common household items to care for his teeth. Through her guidance, Marcus begins to see improvements, highlighting the impact of even the most basic dental care in times of crisis. Natalie's journey is not just about surviving, but also about adapting and thriving in a new world. She becomes a beacon of hope for those around her, proving that even in the darkest times, maintaining health and hygiene is possible and essential. Her story emphasizes the importance of dental care and how it can be managed with limited resources. It serves as a reminder that no matter the circumstances, taking care of oneself is a crucial part of survival. As the virus continues to ravage the world, Natalie's commitment to dental hygiene becomes a symbol of resilience and hope, inspiring others to follow her example. Natalie's dental survival strategies. 1. Scavenge for essential dental supplies. During a virus outbreak, access to dental care may be limited. Natalie focuses on finding toothbrushes. Collect as many toothbrushes as possible, knowing they will become scarce. Replace every 3 months or after recovering from illness. Toothpaste. Stockpile toothpaste. If unavailable, use alternatives like baking soda. Floss. Gather dental floss to remove food particles and prevent gum disease. Mouthwash. Look for alcohol-based mouthwash to kill bacteria when available. 2. Maintain a strict oral hygiene routine. Even in a virus outbreak, it's crucial to keep up with oral hygiene. Natalie recommends brush regularly. Brush at least twice a day for 2 minutes each time using available toothpaste or baking soda. Floss daily. Floss to remove food particles that a toothbrush can't reach, preventing plaque buildup and gum disease. Rinse your mouth. Use a salt water rinse. Dissolve a teaspoon of salt in a glass of water or mouthwash to kill bacteria and freshen breath. 3. Practice safe and hygienic habits. Preventing infection and maintaining hygiene are key. Natalie advises, avoid touching your face. Keep hands away from your mouth, nose, and eyes to reduce the risk of infection. Clean your toothbrush. Disinfect your toothbrush regularly by soaking it in hydrogen peroxide or boiling water. Personal hygiene. Wash your hands thoroughly before and after dental care routines. 4. Manage nutrition and hydration. Good nutrition supports dental health. Natalie suggests nutrient-rich foods. Prioritize foods high in vitamins and minerals, such as fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins. Stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water to wash away food particles and bacteria. Use purification tablets or boil water if necessary. Limit sugary foods. Avoid sugary snacks and beverages to reduce the risk of cavities. 5. Utilize natural and DIY solutions. When traditional supplies run out, Natalie turns to natural remedies. Herbal antiseptics. Use herbs like thyme or oregano for their antiseptic properties. Chew on them or make a rinse to help maintain oral health. Chewing sticks. Use twigs from trees like neem or miswak, which have natural antibacterial properties, as toothbrushes. Baking soda paste. Mix baking soda with water to create a natural toothpaste alternative. Prepare for dental emergencies. Be ready for dental issues that may arise during the outbreak. Natalie keeps pain relief. Use natural pain relievers such as clove oil or ice packs for temporary relief from dental pain. Dental emergency kit. Keep essentials like clove oil for pain relief, dental wax to cover sharp edges of broken teeth, and tweezers for removing debris. Temporary fillings. Use temporary filling materials to protect teeth from further damage. 7. Seek professional help when possible. Though difficult during an outbreak, Natalie stresses the importance of professional care. Telehealth services. Utilize telehealth services for consultations and advice from dental professionals. Emergency visits. If a severe dental issue arises, seek emergency dental care, adhering to safety protocols to avoid virus exposure. Stay informed. Keep updated on local health advisories and dental care availability during the outbreak. 8. Community support and education. Supporting each other is vital. Natalie encourages mutual encouragement. Help and motivate each other to maintain oral hygiene routines. Knowledge sharing. Educate others on the importance of dental care and how to use available resources effectively. Collective effort. Work together to gather supplies, share information, and support each other's health and well-being. Conclusion. As the days turn into weeks and the weeks into months, Natalie's unwavering commitment to dental hygiene pays off, not just for herself, but for her entire community. Her small makeshift clinic becomes a beacon of hope and knowledge, where people come not just for medical aid, but for advice on maintaining their health amidst the chaos. Natalie's innovative and resourceful strategies for dental care spread, creating a ripple effect that helps preserve the well-being of many. Despite the overwhelming challenges and the constant threat of the virus, Natalie and her community adapt and thrive. They learn that survival isn't just about staying alive, but about maintaining the quality of life and health that makes each day bearable. By focusing on the often overlooked aspect of dental hygiene, Natalie demonstrates that even the smallest acts of self-care can have a profound impact on overall health and morale. Natalie's story is a testament to the power of resilience and ingenuity in the face of adversity. Through her efforts, she transforms a simple dental care routine into a symbol of resistance against the pervasive despair of the outbreak. The community she helps to build is stronger, healthier, and more united, standing as a testament to the importance of caring for one another, even in the direst of circumstances. In the end, Natalie's journey underscores a vital lesson. Maintaining health and hygiene is not just a matter of personal well-being, but a communal responsibility. Her legacy is not just the survival of her community, but the enduring spirit of cooperation and care that she instilled in them. As the world slowly begins to heal and rebuild, the practices and principles Natalie championed become a foundation for a new, healthier society. The virus outbreak may have changed the world, but it also revealed the strength and resilience of those like Natalie who rise to the occasion, turning adversity into an opportunity for growth and solidarity. Her story serves as a powerful reminder that even in the darkest times, there is hope. And through care, compassion, and ingenuity, we can overcome any challenge.